He had scarcely left the room when John, who, with an almost superhuman effort, had reached the stone steps of a house nearly opposite that where his former pupil concealed himself, began to stagger under the blows which were inflicted on him from all sides, calling out, "My brother! Where is my brother?" One of the ruffians knocked off his hat with a blow of his clenched fist. Another showed to him his bloody hands, for this fellow had ripped open Cornelius and disemboweled him, and was now hastening to the spot in order not to lose the opportunity of serving the grand pensionary in the same manner, whilst they were dragging the dead body of Cornelius to the gibbet. John uttered a cry of agony and grief, and put one of his hands before his eyes.
"Ah, you close your eyes, do you?"
said one of the soldiers of the burgher guard.
"Well, I'll open them for you."
And saying this, he stabbed him with his pike in the face, and the blood spurted forth.
"My brother!"
cried John de Witt, trying to see through the stream of blood which blinded him what had become of Cornelius.
"My brother! My brother!"
"Go and run after him!"
bellowed another murderer, putting his musket to his temples and pulling the trigger. But the gun did not go off. The fellow then turned his musket round, and, taking it by the barrel with both hands, struck John de Witt down with the butt end. John staggered and fell down at his feet, but, raising himself with a last effort, he once more called out.